after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sanjay. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story. You better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal. Take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded. We belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular. Can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show. And it fits like a glove on the
life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J was good, my dude. You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
Yeah. It's so tan and it's so time to go in. Yeah. Swag is climbing, never declining, so without further ado, it's them right that already you know murder is dude, and by the way, Spiz,
that me and my niggas about to get this game of faceless, like a king of beef, so over top, everything that we see is faceless, they try to damage me. With this hip hop, cause it's so full of all that fake shit. And we sat back for more than a minute, no longer can we take it.
I really can't take it. Everybody rap, you all are disgraces. Of course, you're all pecs and all sides. You're basic. Quit sick when you write something whack, erase it. I can see it all clearly, like my procedure is lazy. I've been in your bitch mouth for a while. You play the wifey game and I'm just screaming, girl, take it. But when you try, fuck, she ducking up like the Matrix. Things I got your girl with, like a dominatrix. My pipe game ill, so you know my dominatrix. You can call me Fizz, I ain't borderline and racist. When they ask my level, say somewhere up in space, bitch. All these whack rappers, they bigger than the mannequin. I'm a Futurama girl, no back, Brandon, yeah, I ain't trying to be friends like Jennifer Aniston. So work your way.
About to get his game of faceless, like a king of beef. So over top, everything that we see is faceless. They try to damage me with this hip hop, cause it's so full of all that fake shit. And we sat back for more than a minute, no longer can we take it.
So ghetto, no hello, I won't settle. Hot stove, kettle. I'm trying to rise up to probably Hove level. A Zamunda bitch in front of me with rose petals. With the power I possess, within an hour or less, I make chowder of your flesh and be devoured in a mess. Gone, literally, your body's over here, but your brains are in Italy. Your dreams of trying to get rid of me will be gone, I'm living on to infinity. Cause with these songs, I'm displaying a level of energy. You niggas is sick in the head, so I guess I'll be the remedy. Pause, you'll never have me gone, no Kennedy, junior or senior. What rules in my demeanor is the cash and everything around me. I can be the king of Jersey, and I say it proudly. You can see everything so real about me. Cause my flow level's up there where the clouds be. I was sent here to raise eyebrows, won't sweat it like dry towels. And by the way, my nigga, I won't change like 5 hours.
That me and my niggas about to get a game of faceless. Like a chain of feet, so over top, everything that we see is faceless. They try to change me with this hip hop, cause it's so full of all that fake shit, fake shit. And we stay right for more than a minute, no longer can we take it, take it, take it.
All right, look at that. Perfect timing. Look how, look at that guy work. Yeah, everyone, welcome to Life of the Dust Live.
If you was one of my regulars,
it's a bad echo over there. Welcome to Life of the Dust Live, everybody. Your boy, Setty J, your girl.
Nice seduction.
Yes. Welcome, y'all. I know y'all like, what the heck is a Tuesday? Yes, we did do the show yesterday. So we're going to do the show today on a Tuesday. So I today's show called On a Tuesday. I love McConaughey's son, whatever. Make mocking that, basically. But yeah, man, should we bring the same love, the same Monday flavor that we bring every week here on a Tuesday. And glad to have you guys. Shoot, we got a lot to catch up on. It's been going on since last Wednesday show. So catching up on that. And yeah, man, it's getting late. And then, of course, you're still doing the show tomorrow for Wednesday. So y'all can do it for us 2 days in a row. Good God. So, Nate, how was your weekend? How was everything with you?
My weekend was wonderful. I went out of town Saturday. We had a family reunion in Illinois or whatever like that. And then came home Sunday and worked yesterday. How about you?
Before I make it about me, you're not getting out of this. So, Nate thought she was going to get out of this. Yeah, Nate was over there. First of all, Nate getting a little... Where you get that, Nate? I saw some wondering where you got where that came from. This past weekend, yeah. I saw something that, a little different. Where did that come from?
I did go out Friday night, and I am getting sicker. I don't know where it came from, but. I went out Friday night.
They was feeling themselves. See that time there. She was feeling herself. She was feeling herself. She was up with that comment. She was feeling herself. I was like, oh, Lord.
I
didn't create a monster.
I was feeling myself. And then that first video, people going crazy over that first video I put on Facebook
from
when I went out Friday night.
Damn. Girl, you was getting it. I was okay, Nate.
I was. It was, see, like I told y'all, y'all never know when I got something coming up. I had the whole set event, and I was lit.
Never know when you got something. Yeah, you be killing us with that. We ain't trying to hear that. You got something coming up, nonsense. Yeah, but glad you had a good time. Yeah, you were, like, you was definitely enjoying yourself. Okay. She was over there. I think it was on Facebook Live. I think it was on IG. I saw the IG. Like, what is going on?
Everybody
was
like, you can't think. I'm like,
yeah. Yeah, of course, you don't need to tell you that you was over there. You were just so lit. I'm like, oh, Lord. But I know. For real. I'll be picking you up.
I'm like, don't hype me up.
Nah, because I'll be the first to tell you if you ain't think, I'll be the first nigga. I'm that missing.
You so dumb.
But you knew I wasn't shit, so I don't know why we ain't like this is new. But yeah, glad to see you. I'm glad to see you was having a good time. You was a little okay, man.
So, yeah. You're so dumb. Just wait till I come to Texas.
Hey, Navy, okay. See, this is how we're going to get to me, because Navy's telling this. Navy just, when I come to Texas, so I ain't trying to hear it, Navy. I believe when I see it.
I'm for real. I'm so serious.
Yeah, okay, whatever. Like I said, I believe you when I see it. When you send me, until I see some itinerary, are you traveling? I'm not gonna believe it.
Heaven, I tell you, come pick me up from the airport. Don't say nothing.
All right, whatever. Okay. How y'all be saying whatever? Yes, I feel right now.
Okay.
Somebody had a birthday. How was your birthday? Friday was cool. I went to Park Avenue, which I'll be there again probably this Friday, funny enough. To Park Avenue, which I have a good time every time I go to Park Avenue. But when you got that birthday spirit in you, it's on a whole nother level. So, yeah, Park Ave was lit. Oh, it was so lit. It was just so great, like how I just watched everybody just, yeah, Park Ave, just everybody have a good time. And then, of course, some people knew it was my birthday. He's like, oh, it's your birthday? Oh, we forget extra late now. So, yeah, it was crazy. Oh, man. There's one African chick. I had been, I saw her at, she was at one of my mall friends' house parties. The house party was more like a kickback, more so. Small kickback, and I actually met her. I was like, man, I was trying to holler at her, but like it wasn't dude, it was hot at her, but it was like one of her African friends was talking. They were talking some real. They were having a real discussion. I was like, okay, it was like great, but yeah, because he was hollering at her friend, so that was the case. But I was like, man, But I ran to her at the club. Oh, man, she gave me the work. She finally said, oh, shit, baby. Yes, it's hot. So, like, it just came twice. My birthday just came twice. So, yeah, she gave me the work. She, you know, come African girls, they be, when them African girls dance, they be dancing. African girls gonna be playing. They be giving y'all a run for y'all money. So yeah.
You're doing something this weekend too.
It's pretty much 95% chance we going to Park Avenue this Friday, and I'm be lit. Park Avenue Friday, it's going down. I'm probably gonna be there. It just sounds more and more like it. And the boy DJ Envy gonna be here, so it'd be cool. I always wanted to see high DJ, and especially he gonna be one of my favorite spots. It'd be great, fellow Virgo. You know, our birthday is about a day or two apart, so yeah, definitely wanna go rock with him. And, yeah, that's going to be lit. So, I cannot wait. And I got to do a photo, a nice, and I'm, our guest from last Wednesday, Sunshine Love, she, I did get to work with her on Friday. That was a great shoot. She definitely came with it. And I was like, man, it was just really good, man. To, like, you either work with someone that you want to work with, as you who work you've been admiring for a little bit, and then, you know, you get a chance to work with them. It's awesome. So, yeah, I was lit. I was like, man, but what? So, it was funny. It was a lot of hilarity going on in the shoot, which, you know, if I'm too serious, like, people gotta learn this. If I'm too serious in the shoot, then that means that it's kind of like I'm just, like, wanting to get through it, and I just have, like, a tension during the shoot. It's, like, making me feel like, oh, just get through it, Cedric, just get through it. For some of you can't read and tell, you can't tell if you can joke around and stuff with them. So you be like, man, I ain't trying to be over the, you know, I don't know, I'm gonna be reserved.
Right, you don't
want to
take that chance.
Right, I'll be like, cause I like the high side and everything. I embarrass myself. I do all that when I'm shooting. Yep, it was definitely as a kid say, it was litty.
That's good. You enjoyed yourself.
You
went well.
Yeah.
Your birthday time.
Yes, I definitely did.
I
yeah,
still
I
had
was,
a good time Friday night, shaking that thing. Everybody kept asking me to
twerk
after that.
Yeah, you said something that brought a good point. A good thing I wanted to bring up on the show today too. You were talking about people come and dance behind you.
So then he just ask me. Don't just get behind me, because you might be dirty. You might have some on your pants. I don't know. Just don't get behind me.
Oh, okay. I was like, I thought I've seen you dance with people before. So I was like, that's what I figured you meant. I was like, let me clear that up. Let me clear that point, that comment up for her. I'm thinking like, yeah, she probably was like, oh, man, come on. Like, you, I was
your
like,
girl
more
might
likely,
think or anything.
You
might
be like, yeah, I figured, I was like, more than likely, somebody was doing the most, and I'm trying to, you know, and it's like really pushing it, trying to get on you. He was like, come on, bro.
Yes, like, calm down. It's never that good.
And so it was messing up stuff for like people like me who just be dancing and having a good time, because I'd be peeping, and some of these dudes do be acting real. Like, some people, I mean, I think that y'all got to get every, this ain't high school, man. Y'all think y'all got to get every chick number y'all dance with. Like, it don't even be as serious to me. Like, I have a good time. Yeah.
Okay.
And so I be understanding sometimes. I be like, dang it, like, because it make me mad, because I be like, dang it, because y'all can't, some of y'all dudes out here can't control y'all, so y'all make me look bad.
Okay.
Right, you have to understand when you dance with someone, it's all about a partnership. It's like it's really weird me breaking it down that way, but it really is, like, because if you follow your partner, allow your partner to dictate. So because really, when you dance with each other, it's more so about a vibe. And if the vibe is right, then y'all are in unison. Even if y'all not like trying to talk to each other or anything like that, you're in unison. Then you can, you know, that's what you know. You code, you know. Versus these people out here, I don't know what they be doing. I understand completely what she was going through. And I was like, man. I was like, she probably, it's like, I can tell by one of your comments, like, she probably man like that, too. Like, just, well, yeah, I know, like, some people just be taking a liberty over, they over the top with it. Like, just enjoy the show. And then, you know, like you said, don't just be all renegade by approaching you.
Yeah, man. Okay, this is what happened. So, I was parking or whatever. Then, you know, I sit down periodically. I wouldn't always be up working or whatever because I'm like, I'm not getting paid to be a, you know, I'm not going to be parked. I'm here, I'm getting paid to hold, I'm not getting paid to park. So I sit down.
I want to hear you come out here. We're not trying to hear that. You twerking regardless. So go ahead.
I sit down periodically or whatever like that, you know, eat my food or whatever because I was being fed. I got some wings and 2 tacos. But I was eating or whatever. This dude, he came up to me like, when you start twerking again, I'm going to get behind. Like, don't say that to me. Like, no. That is, no, don't say that to me. And you ugly, too. And you think you got to get behind me? No, you're not. No, you're not.
Damn, tell me how you really feel. Okay.
Then he just kept standing there, like, waiting for me to dance, like, waiting for me to dance on him. And I'm just like, dude, like, you really thirsty as hell. Like, that's what I'm thinking in my head. Then I started twerking or whatever, because the DJ was like, you know, the DJ kept asking me to twerk. He was like, you keep on teasing us with these twerks or whatever. He kept asking me to twerk or whatever. So I twerked again. And the dude was trying to get behind me. I gladly moved out of the way. Like, dude, no, stop, no. Badly, like, no.
Like,
you're real stank, and you look, no, wasn't getting it. And I don't be liking to be mean or nothing, but I'm like, no. I tried to do it in a
polite
way.
Yeah, but
like
you say,
this.
He was like, how he said it, like he sounded stalkish, like,
yeah, when you start
like,
dancing,
I'm getting
behind, behind you.
I'm like, that's so. That sounds like creepy. Like, dude, you're a creep. Like, stop.
Creep. He part of creep squad.
Cause when I guess he seen me twerking whatever. Then he came and asked me like, why you not dancing? Why you not twerking no more? Why you not dancing no more? Then he went and left. Then he came back. So I'm like, this dude, he's a creep. Like, no, stop. He came up to me like 4 times. Stop.
Yeah. Oh my God, that was high size of sunshine on Friday because sunshine is short. she was like, so she was breaking down like where you would come to her. I was laughing. So it's really at the end of the day, I can't help it. Everybody's short to me, so. I was laughing because like we shot one of the looks we did was like it's the overalls, so we went to Target and yes we did buy them and then take them back. Fuck what you mean? We shot the overalls, but there was nothing in the adult section, but there was something in the kids section and she could fit them hoes. So yeah, she had on the kids, she had on a kids large.
Oh, wow.
I was crying on her ass. Yeah, I was crying on her ass for that shit. I was like, yeah. Get your Keebler elf looking ass. I was like, yeah, I was roasting.
You dumb.
So it was funny. I was like, damn, she's short. I know you short compared to me.
Yeah. I'm only 4'9 without you.
People gonna. I might get arrested walking around with you.
You know what, hush. You know
I might. They gonna be like, they gonna look around like, sir. Need you to come with us. What I mean, come with y'all, bro. Who got you got?
Somebody, okay. Tell me why I was coming out of my apartment complex today to go to work or whatever. And this dude, I was talking to this girl I used to work with because she lived in my apartment complex. or whatever. And we didn't know at first that we lived in the same complex. But she lived there or whatever. And the dude was like, I thought you was a little kid. I'm like, no, I'm a grown woman.
I guess you act grown, you ain't grown up.
I'm a grown woman, okay?
Did you not drink your milk when you was little? I mean, well, hold on, excuse me. Did you not drink your milk when you were a kid? I said when you was little. That was a wrong choice of words.
You know what? That was
how I was. Native drink your milk and eat her vegetables.
No, I am lactose intolerant, so I do not drink milk.
And I was looking at some of the pictures of some of your family. I was like, damn, I don't think you can look short. I was like, give her a fighting chance. All of y'all can't be towering over her.
Most of the people in my family are taller. Like, everybody in my family are pretty much taller. Like, if you see the pictures from my family reunion, you would see, like,
yeah, I did. I was like, oh, my God, they are towering over this woman. Like, y'all had to see that, man. They was towering over her like something serious, man. That stuff was so funny to me. I was like, what? What the heck? I said, over here, they towering over her. So, yeah, I don't know what the heck was. Yeah, you was in were not doing right. But yeah.
I'm so sad about what's going on. Like, it's about to be a hurricane in Florida. I hope it really don't hit them bad. Like, because I'm supposed to go to Miami, like, this month. And, like, I don't got time for this. Like, I'm trying to go to Miami and do what
suck.
I got to do. And this hurricane want to play.
I don't want you to be great for nothing.
No, I want you to be great. Well, I'm supposed to go at the end of the month, so hopefully everything will be fine by then.
See, this is why you don't wait yourself. You just got to just do. If all you know, I could have been in Houston.
Luckily,
I'm not in Houston.
Right, luckily I'm not in Miami because I did want to go early, I'm glad I didn't go to go like next week or this week, so hopefully it'll be clear by the 30th because I'm supposed to go on the 30th of this month.
Get together.
And they are getting prepared. Like, I talked to my videographer today, and he said, like, they're running out of food. They're running out of gas. Like, it's crazy. It's crazy in Miami right now, he said. But it's headed towards, I know, last time I seen it, because I have a friend that lives in Orlando. He works at the airport. I know he said it was headed to Orlando. They were talking about closing the airport down in Orlando. That's crazy. Two hurricanes. Then it's supposed to be another hurricane after Hurricane Irma, I heard. Like, that is ridiculous. Hurricane season.
These hurricanes ain't right here. They got time to play with nobody.
Then I work at a hotel, so I was checking in one of my guests or whatever, and she asked me to change her date to leave early, like she was supposed to stay until Friday, and she wanted to leave tomorrow, and she said she gotta leave early to make sure everything is okay in Florida, because she lives in Florida, so she had to cancel her reservation, like change her reservation to leaving tomorrow instead of leaving Friday. I'm like, that's crazy.
Mm-mm. She's probably ready to be a thought like a mother, too. That hurricane screwed up.
You dumb. She was old, like.
She don't mean nothing.
You stupid.
That don't mean a goddamn thing.
I think there is silly.
Especially if you go on these cruise ships, you really see that I'm in the goddamn thing. Them people on these cruise ships, they be, oh my goodness. Y'all know y'all be tired on there. Especially the older folks, they be on there fighting hard.
It was so silly.
Right, I ain't trying to hear from them. They sit here, some probably listening like, oh, y'all be good. All right, whatever. I've been. I can't pull the wool of my eyes. I've been.
Hopefully,
I know how
some of
y'all be
doing. Bad, but Hurricane Irma is category 5 right now, which is bad.
Yeah, that's like, man. I don't wish a hurricane upon my worst enemy. Like, yeah, I mean, it just sucks. Hurricanes is not.
That's crazy.
I've never had to deal with them, thankfully. But it's just an aftermath. It's just, I mean, I know from dealing with, for having people I was, you know, who I've had to deal with, who I was cool with, had to move out here. In the DFW because they were displaced by the hurricane. For Katrina. So yeah, it really screws stuff up.
It really do.
Yeah. Get together.
I'm trying to be great in my ass, okay?
Yeah, and especially you don't want you out in the hurricane. You know, they gotta put the little kid floaties on your arms, make sure you don't drift away.
Shut up, Pepper.
Yeah, put the kid floaties on my arms, y'all. Well, anyways, y'all, us letting y'all to our lives going on. That was a long segment. But oh well. I'm going to go into a music break. We come back. We're going to go into our favorite segment every Monday, and that's the list. So we'll be back after this.
I'm a clown, I don't play around. It be going down, make a sound, we can catch a
All right, peoples. Yeah, well, welcome back, welcome back. Life That Does Live, your boy, Sunny J, your girl.
Nice Seduction.
Yeah, so nice that was our Malcolm Lover.
Nice Seduction.
The mouse saw us and Drake. In level. I bet you won't. I saw him sitting here thinking in the break. I was like, man, go be a good list to do. Be a good list. And sometimes, you know, sometimes on our list, we make part twos and part threes and part fours and all that. Okay, so today's list. Drum roll, please. Today's list is fall fuck-ups. Okay, what the hell is fall fuck-ups, yay? All right, so as it is summertime, as summertime has started coming to a close, and the weather is dictating. The weather is definitely showing his ass in kind, and the calendar days are telling you as well. There are some things we need to know from our personal list. What we think is a fall fucker. But some of y'all, y'all get ready to come this fall, and me and y'all get it together ASAP. So, I will start the fall fuck up list, and then May. You know how we do it on the list. We on December 6th, we do it where we give you the list. We give you the six things that are based on a certain list every week. And so this one came to our fall fuck up. So I'll give you an example of fall fuck up. Number one, for fall fuck up, people. I need y'all to understand clothing. The clothing I'm specifically going is shoes. I'm gonna give y'all these shoes. Please remember, it is the fall, it's not the goddamn winter. And some of y'all, even in the winter, depending on where you're at, you don't need to wear this either. Man, it does not mean because it's starting to fall, let's start wearing snow boots and moccasins. If I see you in some damn snow boots in September, I'm crowning your ass. If I see some snow boots in October, I'm crowning. You do not need some goddamn snow boots on. What are you, like, seriously? I've seen people be, y'all are habitually line stepping a whole lot out here in these streets. Y'all already got snow boots on? Really? It's not that serious. So I'm going to just get together, keep the snow boots at the house. Y'all quit wearing I know they did it in Jagged Edge and all that. But, man, don't be going to, I understand you wearing an errand or something. But good God, do not go to the club in some shorts and some damn Tim boots. It's the same discussion, same way the ladies are wearing these damn snow boots. Don't be wearing those fucking Tim boots with some damn shorts. I need you to make up your mind. Do you want to be summer or winter, my nigga? Seriously. So pick a side. In the words of Nicki Minaj from that weak ass. No fries. Pick a side. You need to pick a side, man. Which one you gonna go with, summer or fall? Pick one, man. We'll need all the freaking things going on one day. All right, that's my rant on the first one. Nay, number two, fall fuck.
Clearly. Okay, well, let me just say Saturday I did work in Timberland, so. It was chilly outside.
but would you have one with the Timberlands? Would you have one with them?
My own jeans.
Okay, that's acceptable. No, that's acceptable. I'm talking about out here in these streets with shorts or a goddamn dress and skirt on with some damn Timbers. Not cool.
Anyway.
Or some snow boots, even worse. That's horrible. But anyways, yeah. So what's your number two?
Number two. Don't be out here wearing basketball shorts with a hoodie.
Hold on. Wait. I'm guilty of that shit. I'm guilty of that. It's an athlete thing. I guess it's something that travels on for sports because you from Gray a hoop, so you don't want to. You ain't trying to have all these extra clothes on, but you don't want your body. You don't want your top of your body to be cold as fuck. So you put a hoodie on till you get ready to play some basketball.
I don't know. That is so irritating to me. I hate when I see that.
And sometimes the AC be cold. Sometimes you go somewhere and the AC be so freaking arctic. You be like, man, I ain't trying to wear. You know, I want to just be comfortable, but it be so cold. I got to put on a hoodie. I'm trying to cover a Z. Talking about those shorts.
Okay, put on some jogger pants too.
Shoot, don't you put on the guys and female do that too. Y'all will come out in a hoodie. Hey, y'all would come out in a hoodie and some damn boy shorts in a second.
I never did that.
So I see that happen a lot. Y'all would straight be in these streets with a hoodie and some boy shorts.
I never did that though.
You know what happened a lot of that on college campuses? Like, people do that heavily. Like, I've already seen the club, but I see college campuses, you can wear hoodies and everything. And I mean everything. I've seen it all. So, yes. Okay, I can feel that, though, Nate. Like, yeah, sometimes... Sometimes, yeah, depending on where you at, yeah, don't be going to the club with you know, unless it's raining outside. Hold on, Renee, what if it's raining outside? Do we get a pass?
Okay, maybe.
Maybe? It's a yes or no question. Do we get a pass, yes or no? Goodness.
Maybe.
Maybe.
It's a maybe.
Oh my God! Really? I know y'all hear this, man. This woman's crazy.
You know I'm difficult. You know I'm difficult.
I see. We just can't be great. We can't be great for nothing. All we're trying to do is be comfortable, man. That's all we're trying to do. We're not asking for much. Okay. Well, now that you bring all that stuff up, now you're going to make me have to go. I'm going to step it up even more on number three. Number three. Okay. Things that drive me absolutely nuts. There's a fall fuck up. It's kind of funny because it's really going to tap into one of our, it's technically tapping to one of our other lists, but not really, because we're not really going down the whole list about that. But I am going to throw it in there. Man, y'all, please don't start overloading my timeline with I need a cuddle buddy post. I'm just saying, man, good God, don't be acting so goddamn thirsty. Y'all be really in these streets, man, tripping. All that, man, shut up. Like, man, I ain't saying nothing wrong, you feeling bad about that, but man, you got to say it on the book. Like, man, just walk away from the computer. Just walk away. Seriously, walk away. I want to hear this whole cuddle buddy business. And Nate, you just winning on that last week. Because half these people that's all trying to be, but they're trying to look for a place to stay. Don't fall for this shit.
I swear I did a run about that.
Yeah, you said something about that last week.
look, let me tell you, niggas been drove bitches' cars in the hood. Niggas been went to the club, bought every Patron and Hennessy bottle, and niggas been fucked their baby mama, fucked all kind of bitches, smoking on Instagram. But want to try to get in a relationship, getting cold outside. Nigga, fuck you.
It's petty, man. Like, nah, it's not even, it's not even just, you're so petty.
For real.
Nah, it really is, like, really corny. Because there's some of you be out here really, I'm beginning, man. Y'all be really out here just, I don't know, just doing the most. And I don't be getting it. Because these females do it too. I be peeping it. Especially, you know, I'm on to get the bad guy, but oh well. What if I'm not selling the bad guy? Especially when y'all got kids. Y'all be trying to pawn y'all kids off on just any dude. And y'all be putting on these no good. It's good for nothing, dude. Just so y'all can have a place to stay, and you want him to listen to your kid whine all night. Well, I want me a man that can deal me having. If the man can't deal me having kids, and he can't deal me at all. Well, you know what? Y'all can't be coming in these relationships head on, making people deal with your kids right off the bat. You need to make sure y'all solid first. Because y'all just be having y'all kids around.
Exactly.
Just
like when I have kids, my kids, when I bring anybody around my kids, period. Like, we have to be serious for you to be around my children.
Real talk, man. People got to stop doing it. Y'all be really renegading these streets. Be having y'all kids around any dudes, y'all. I'm staying far away from half of y'all. Because half of y'all are no good.
Okay.
And, I mean, it's okay. Date. Like, because sometimes someone's like,
They don't mean bring everybody around your kids. Because you don't know if that nigga got pedophile or anything. I don't know if that nigga's a serial killer or anything. And it can be real life crazy. Then he raped your daughter and killed her. Shit. But I didn't hear about shit happening like that.
Someone be on this whole thing they don't want to be considered a hoe. Well, because you feel the dude out first, you're not considered a hoe. It just now. I'm about to sound mean in a second. We'll never get to number four through six on this rate. But y'all can't just be, out here getting pregnant by mad dudes. Or y'all dudes be getting mad chicks pregnant. Like, then one of these sob stories. These niggas out here ain't shit. Man, these girls be trying to trap a nigga, man. Seriously, you didn't know how to control your pussy and penis from time number one.
Okay. Or don't know how to use condoms. They want to complain when they get a girl pregnant.
And if you got mad kids, guess what? Get over it. There's plenty of people out here that's not complaining about having so many kids. But you want to be the person that wanted that. That want the sob story. Nobody out here trying to hear that.
Definitely not trying to hear it.
Pull up your britches and keep it moving. Thank you.
I can't hear you.
The older you get, the less of a chance you have of finding people who don't have a lot of, you know, who doesn't even have a kid at all. You know how rare it is just to be like, okay, I want to date this person, and then them not having a kid. You know how rare that is, man?
Man, that is so rare. Like, everybody got kids.
And you be wanting to build with them from the ground up, not having no kids, and then you can't really do that.
Ain't no growing up, bitch.
And some of them say they ain't got kids, ain't shit. So you got to, then you got to deal with, they like, damn, they ain't shit. So, yeah,
like,
it'd be irky.
For the girl who got kicked.
Uh-huh. I've said this to myself over and over. I'm like, but my mindset be like, do I really want, like, I wouldn't have a problem as long as a person not trying to, you know, trying to let's get married tomorrow type shit. Like, man, I'll be rushing the timeline around. Make sure I can stay in your ass. I can stay in your ass. You can stay in my ass first. I'll be out here, you know, whatever. It's not going to fly.
Good things take time.
Yes. Say it again.
Good things take time.
It's being such a rush. All right, let me see. I'm never gonna get to number 46. I'll be sitting here getting mad. Okay, Nay, number four.
Look.
Oh, that was four. Hold on. Wait. No. That was three. Cause three. I said three. I said color blazer. We kind of went on a tangent.
Number four. Do not complain about wintertime coming when this happens every fucking year.
Oh, yes. You know it's coming, man.
You know it's coming. Don't complain about it. It's coming. It happens every year. Get over it.
That's going to stop the calendar. The calendar all of a sudden.
It's not. It's really not. Turn on that heat and suck it up. For real.
I do, but real talk though, I do hate that winter's coming. Why are you saying
suck
how
it
you bring it up?
Suck it up.
I hate it.
Suck it up. Yeah.
I don't want to suck it up, Nate.
But y'all don't
hate
get
it,
snow
man.
In Texas though. Y'all don't get snow in Texas.
Yes, we do. I know what a lot of who we don't get it heavy all the time. But
okay,
when it does, oh man.
But y'all don't get it like the Midwest do.
we don't get it like y'all, because y'all get that consistently.
Yeah.
And then y'all stuff
yeah,
like that be like that forever. I don't like. I do
yeah,
that.
We get snowstorms and stuff here.
Yeah. Regularly, I'm like,
well,
how
y'all
do y'all?
Y'all get, that's the only thing different between like other states, like Texas, Miami, Florida, and stuff. And we actually get storms, snow stuff.
How the heck do y'all deal with it?
Snowstorms, ice storms. They usually put like ice trucks out and stuff, and then if it get like really, really, really bad, like they shut down the highways and stuff.
That's crazy. Yeah, I cannot put up with it. Like that is just.
He snowed in and shit. That's how all them babies came that one year. when it was that in the Midwest with all the snow.
And I already know people was probably winding in.
Yeah, we get it bad here with snow. We haven't had it bad lately, like the last couple of years, so I'm grateful for that. It wasn't bad last year or the year before that.
Yeah, I'm just not ready for that. I'm just not ready for the. I'm not like, cause it's almost like check mix. Like every year, you just don't never know what the heck's gonna happen. And
you never know.
Man.
You never
I meant Cracker Jacks. I meant that was the terminology to use. Yeah,
you never know what cards you're going to be dealt with.
I'm not ready for it.
You aren't ready. Well, get ready. Get ready.
I want to know. Okay,
number five.
This is my last one, number five. As far as fall fuck ups, y'all need to add to the list. Man, if we know during the fall, what's one of the biggest? Well, what's one of the first big celebrations? / holidays that come in fall first?
Halloween.
Yes, matter of fact, let me go ahead. I'm going to turn this into a holiday discussion.
Halloween.
So let me address Halloween. I'm going to address a couple of things. Okay, so Nate, we got something out here. So we got a couple of holidays we're going to address. I'll say Thanksgiving for his own list. I'm in the future.
Yeah.
But. I'm gonna get in on two things. Halloween number two on this list of holiday celebrations, and then number one. We got coming around the corner. We got I'm here in Texas. They do something here every year in Texas called the State Fair of Texas. You know, they do a state fair in every state pretty much. Obviously.
Yep, they do.
But the State Fair of Texas goes on. You know, we have ours during the football season and whatnot. And so to commemorate, like the first week of the fair being here, or that for the first weekend, they usually have, it's pretty much been the case. The first weekend is Grambling versus TV weekend, or otherwise known as the State Fair Classic. Because the State Fair, I'm in Fair Park in Dallas. They have a football field there, the Cotton Bowl, and that's what that's where two games goes on there, but goes down there every year. The Grambling PV game and the Texas versus OU game. So Grambling PV, in case you know. For those of y'all don't know what Grambling PV is, those are historically black universities, HBCUs, blah, blah, blah. Grambling's in Louisiana. Prairie View is in Texas. But, yeah, every year for the State Fair Classic, they have that going on. That pretty much started. And, of course, some people, I was one of those people, I was all about the after parties. I didn't even go to the game. I went to the game, I don't know if it went last year. I went to the year before for sure. I went to the game. Man, I was so lit that I went to the game because I'd never make it to the game. And it was convenient because, I left the game and went straight to the after party, straight from the game. It's like, I like this. You get to get in the fair for free, everything, which, by the way, I didn't get my fair ticket, my State Fair Class ticket soon because your boy trying to definitely get lit. But yeah, some of y'all, man, I need y'all showing your ass. And I mean that literally. Nay, I don't mean that as a figure of speech. I mean that literally. We will not need y'all showing your ass at the State Fair Classic. Ladies, sexy, but you ain't got to do. Save that for the after party, man. Save something for the after party, man. We got kids present, man. You got some cheery. Y'all got to walk all the way through the state fair before y'all even get to, or before y'all even get to the whole entire thing where everything else is going on. So, yeah. Don't be coming to state fair class looking like this on anything. Don't do it. Y'all be reserved. Like, be like, shoot, this is what I do. I know if I feel like going back nowhere, and I'm going to go straight to where I'm partying at. I know how traffic is from that point. I keep an extra outfit in the car when I go to the state fair. If I go to the state fair class and then go to the after party. Because then I got to go back home. And then, yeah, you got your turn-up outfit and you got your, hey, I'm going to be reserved outfit. Some of y'all need to do that because y'all be out here just, man, y'all know y'all be wild. Man, y'all all in front of the kids. Got all your goodies out. Come on, man. So, yeah. That's my... Halloween. Man, some of y'all, man, Halloween, man. Halloween is hilarious. Y'all be really out here doing the most. I ain't going to go on that. I'll say that for listeners on in the future. Nate, I'll throw it back to you. You had the last one, number six.
Number six. Don't complain that you ain't got no money to get your kids no damn Christmas presents this year. I don't want to hear. Another thing I don't want to hear is motherfuckers talking about they ain't buying their kids no toys for Christmas. Now, you know you say that every year and you still buy them some damn toys.
And they be on Facebook and Instagram showing posts. My kids living it up.
For real. Like, come on now, you say that every year.
Everybody's going to have a contest of who kids batter.
Christmas, man. Who's got
these
kids?
Okay, whatever.
It shouldn't even be no competition. Like, I ain't no taking care of your kids with the competition.
Well, this is how some people live. They, you know, everything's a competition. That's a gift and curse of social media. People be out here just...
mainly black people.
Yeah, you don't like, see white
people.
I wish I'd be in a competition.
You don't see white people doing all
this. So, yeah, I have to agree with you, man. Very good number six. Very good list, everybody. That was... This is a pretty relaxed show. Good show, relaxed. Nate, don't you do it. I'm getting ready to ask you the proverbial question we ask every show. Nate, what do you have coming up?
You guys will see what I have coming up.
Oh, goodness, Nate. What is it with you?
What?
You guys will see.
Private.
Okay. All right. Hey, I'm about to put you on blast. I think I didn't see you the other day. You had a post talking about stripping. I saw that.
I didn't say nothing about stripping. I just said I'm not a stripper. They just had a post.
No, that post, it was a post about some party or something ATL. So I was shooting. Sure, I'd be stripping. I'll strip right now. It was something like that. I wish I remember the exact words the post was about. And you said something. I was like, see you over here. Do the most. If I had a leak, I'd call you out on that shit right now.
Maybe I need to go to stripping.
What?
Do too much. Them niggas be too thirsty.
Shit, they throw their money. I'm pretty sure. Hey, it's gonna be like that. I was watching some of the stand-up yesterday. I'm confused who said it. But they were talking about they don't like going to strip clubs anymore. They get tired. Oh, it was Tracy Morgan. He told me he get tired of arguing with y'all. he tired arguing with strippers. Y'all be out in these streets out here trying to argue with him about how many songs you dance to. He said he told me, no, it gotta be a full song. You can't be out in the streets give me mid song. He told me that's a full. Talking about that's going to be blah, blah, blah. Nah. Start to finish.
Yeah.
And some of them be tricking you. They be getting, they get on you, and they be working on you so hard, you lose track of time. And you were known you would kick them off with you a long time ago. But, baby, that was three songs. No! No! You mad. Cause you know you like, cause they be sucking you in every time. You be sitting there. Hey, I keep my behind away from there. Y'all call people and say whatever they want to say. I'm lame. I'm no fun. I'm broke or whatever shit. Y'all say whatever the hell you want, but I got respect for. Too many y'all be broke as fuck in these fucking strip clubs. You only be in there if you ain't got. You know y'all just be. I don't begin why some of y'all go. Y'all not gonna be throwing no money. There's no reason for you being there. Just simple as that. I don't feel like you have any business if you're not throwing no money.
Okay.
Simple as that. Y'all just be wasting these. Y'all just like to waste people's time. And you said sometimes y'all be. Sometimes some of them be out here wanting to do too much. So you got me starting a whole nother topic. Yeah, so that's what that. Nay. What do I have coming up? Oh, issue Human Cares Magazine special release date is this coming up Tuesday. That is September 12th. That'll be the new issue. That'll be the fourth anniversary issue. So this weekend, I'm celebrating my birthday some more, and I'm celebrating the anniversary of Human Cameras Magazine. So I'm lit. Nay has been in it before. She need to be in it again. Quiet. So I'm calling her ass out. She didn't get on that event immediately.
I know. I will.
So, yes. Now you get together.
Most definitely.
Let's see. Me, if you just pay attention, I'm thinking I'm going to Park Ave on Friday. So if y'all in the area, come turn on me Park Ave. On the 22nd. So if y'all in the area, Dallas Fort Worth area, on the 22nd, especially in downtown Dallas, actually, very nice venue, Southside Ballroom. We will be having our Gillies to be exact in the area. We will be having the bikini boxing number 11. They'll be making a stop here in Dallas again. And so, yeah, make sure y'all come through. It'll be right there downtown. Get your tickets. Go to Bikini Boxing, bikiniandboxing.com. And you can get your tickets from there. And then, I'll be covering the event for a magazine, X25 Fitness Magazine. So, yes, it's going to be lit. Make sure y'all come out to that. For sure, if you're in the area. Trying to make sure I'm thinking, did I forget anything? No, that's all as far as now that I can think of events I have coming up. So, yeah, make sure y'all show up, show out. All right, Nate, well, it's that time. in the show, having you in every show, reminding you in everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, well, there's a J. Or oh, there's a...
Well, there is a way.
All right, y'all. Y'all tune in to the episode of Life at Dust Live. Your boy, Teddy J, and your girl.
Nice production.
All right, y'all. See y'all tomorrow. I know we're weird as hell, but see y'all tomorrow.
Peace.